Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I am Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at the best-selling games of 2019.
And no other games.
And no other games. I have Forbes... Best video games of 2019. This was released on December 27th. This is an article. December 27th.
Thank you for clarifying it's an article.
2019 at 8 a.m. Early.
Oh, early. The early journalist gets the publishing.
I would surmise that it was probably written perhaps several days, if not a week, before it actually came out. And it was scheduled for an 8 a.m.
I think you may be right.
I disagree.
This is by Eric Kane.
Eric
this
Clapton.
Article. Yeah.
He wrote Layla and then he wrote this article.
So if anybody's
His son died. That's sad.
I mean, yeah.
Fell out of a window.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Anyway, what are you saying?
So,
get to it.
I like in this lighthearted video game review. We're now talking about child death. Good.
Yeah, but it's a song. It's fine.
So.
His hands, JD.
So,
yes, get to it.
January.
Yes.
The best-selling game of 2019 appears to be okay, so this is called best-selling game of 2019, but I think it's just this guy's favorite games.
Okay. So are we going to just review his article? Because right now, the fact that you're saying it's the best-selling games of 2019,
that's what the article's
and you're
called.
Struggling to find just the first entry, which is what I assume is a listicle.
Not well, okay.
It should
January,
be a listicle.
January's big notable video game item was the announcement that Bungie was hopping off the Activision ship. The studio was taking on Destiny 2. So now he's talking about Destiny 2. But then later he says, by far the best game released in January was Resident Evil 2 Remake.
He's not talking about article how, zero thumbs.
He wasn't talking about how much it... What? Whatever. Resident Evil 2 Remake, that was a game I played. And it did rule. I'm very excited that there's a Resident Evil 3 remake coming out. As someone who never played these games back when they were first released, I like being able to go back to them when they're good and not annoying.
I found the top 10 best-selling games of 2019 according to Business Insider that actually has them in a list order.
Eric Kane, you're working for Forbes. Isn't this your job? Wow.
Can we compare and contrast Biz Insider to Forbes?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're doing now. we found ourselves.
Eric Kane V.
Oh my God, February.
Who's the author of this
one? Oh, this is Kevin Webb with two B's.
Kevin Webb with two B's.
Director of Spider-Man.
Yes, the bad ones. Yes.
Okay, well, what was Kevin Webb's January title? What was the best-selling game of January?
So, doesn't have January to December. Has has top 10 of the year.
Okay.
So already I'm liking Webb's version.
Absolutely.
As of November 30. Well, that's...
God damn it. What is wrong with people?
All right. That's okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I mean, it's not okay because the paragraph leading into this says that it's the best Pokemon Sword and Shield, the highest selling Pokemon games to date.
Yeah.
Yet not on the list because it came out in November.
I actually think this article is just Eric Kane's favorite video games. I think
that's
all
of it. What are his favorite video games? Because I'm curious.
Okay,
now.
Well, so his favorite video game for January was the Resident Evil 2 remake.
Okay,
his favorite video game for February was Apex Legends from Titanfall 2 developer Respawn Entertainment. Did any of us play Apex Legends?
No.
Okay. Would we have liked to? In a perfect world, would we have?
You probably would have.
I think I would have enjoyed it. I really like Titanfall 2. So I can imagine liking Apex Legends.
What is Apex Legends?
It's like Overwatch, like it's but less
free
bright.
To download and play, but you need Possibly an internet connection.
Could be.
That's yeah, that sounds right.
You played Overwatch a little bit this year.
I did. Overwatch is better than I thought.
And how does it compare to Apex Legends?
I would say I think I prefer the colorful characters of Overwatch more than the presumably less colorful characters of Apex Legends.
I have some pictures of the
Apex
characters
Legends.
Of Apex Legends.
Do
I don't know.
Do they look like robots?
None of them look like... Oh, wait. I like that guy at the back on the left.
Yeah.
There's like a robot guy that's got like... He kind of looks like the ancient fellas from Zelda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Looks very generic, though.
I always like a robot guy in a...
First-person shooter?
Yeah. Overwatch has a robot guy, I think.
That's true, yeah.
But Overwatch also has Winston, an ape.
Also, our good friend here has some other games that they enjoyed. So these are games we played.
But sure, maybe this is the games he bought
the most. I think it's
the
game he just... I think genuinely the article is best video games of 2019. But it's weird because I got here from most best-selling and then they were like, here's the updated one and it was this. So who knows? Uh-huh. He also really liked this year... Far Cry New Dawn. Don't know why. That game was bad.
You got to like rough up a pig's neck.
Yeah, but I couldn't ride in a motorbike with a pig. So yeah, look, Tetris 99.
Hey, I loved that.
You loved Tetris 99 and Metro Exodus, which I played and I liked. I can't really recall. What have we got for February
over
there?
I remember you playing it and Adam getting frustrated with you.
Yeah, Adam didn't like the way I played video. But that's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just games.
Somebody ever says note. Yes.
Again, this isn't divided into months, but I can tell you what the top... I'll give you 10, 9, and 8.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Anthem at number 10.
What's Anthem?
Anthem was Anthem the...
Oh, that's the one EA by game old mates, Bio some.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's now selling secondhand.
Mass Effect, lads.
Yep. Yeah. It's now selling secondhand in Australian stores for $4.
Wow, they cooked that goose.
Yep, so 10, that's at number 10.
Were you, any of you ever excited about that game when it came out? Did you think about playing it?
No.
Yeah, nor
I. The thing is, I loved Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Like, I love that series. And I also love KOTOR. So I love that sort of game company. But BioWare? Yeah. I proclaim I love them, but do I? Do I know their names? No.
I've bought Mass Effect 2 twice and played it 0 times.
Oh, well, such a good game.
I don't know what that says.
Yeah.
I bought it on Xbox 360.
You love buying games more than playing them. I think that's the takeaway there.
The potential of the game.
Yeah. I think I got it on Xbox 360 really cheap and was like, this game's meant to rule.
Yeah.
And then I never got around to playing it. And then in a Humble Bundle or a Steam sale or something. It was a package.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think Mass Effect, the new one that came out that everyone was
Andromeda.
Andromeda. I think I played maybe an hour and was like, this is bad.
Yeah.
And then when they were like, we've got a new one, I'm like, ooh, because, you know, I don't learn from my mistakes.
Yeah. Sure.
And then it was like, it's an MMO. And I went, don't care.
I think I remember seeing a trailer where a fella flied through a ring and being like, that bit looks fun, but I'm not getting it.
Yeah. If it was a single player game,
maybe. Probably not.
Number 9, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. I played this.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as good as people think. It's weird because everyone just got excited because of the games that it's kind of taking
from. Yeah.
However, JD, fun. Does it make you feel like you're a Jedi?
Do you feel like you're... What do you call it, a love letter to Star Wars?
I'd call it a love letter to rushed production.
Man, I'd love to play a polished game that was a love letter to rushed production. That would be good.
Because, yeah, this game is lacking polish. The story is good.
Yeah.
And there's some elements that are cool, like the way they've figured out some of the stuff that other video games have struggled with, like with being a Jedi, and by setting it where they've pretty much cut themselves off from the Force, so that explains why you can't just use all of your Force abilities from the start. That's cool. What isn't cool is the fact there is parts of the game where enemies spawn through walls.
Yeah, that's not good.
And people don't react to attacks sometimes, clipping issues.
Some characters
look ganky as hell.
Like when the character models do that T stand.
I love the T pose.
That happens in this game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Number 8.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
That game was fun. I had a good time with it. I haven't played it since.
Yeah, I bought the
must admit
Challenger pack.
Yeah.
And Joker came out, and I was like, oh, I'll play that. I mean, I never played Persona. Play as Joker. I was like,
the
that's fun.
Classic?
No, I wish. No, from Persona 5, a game where you can be a cat. I don't know, and please don't tell me. Please, for the love of God, don't tell me what Persona's about.
Yeah, look, if you're looking for the most anime games...
Look, we said we didn't want to know.
Yeah, it is my professional stance that I don't want to know.
I just needed you to
about.
Know why Jackson didn't want to know, because he knows that much. Yeah.
Okay. I already know too much.
I know too much as well.
I reckon next week you should play Tokyo Mirage Sessions, hashtag FE Encore.
I saw that the other day when I was looking at games in the store and became afraid.
Yeah, we got an email from like Mr. Nintendo himself being like, this game is now out, purchase it. And I almost threw up in a mad rush to delete that email.
Oh, Mr. Nintendo. You haven't been on the show for a while. What are you up to?
Yeah, Mr. Nintendo, he can't bat 100. That's fair. I think it was a cheeky prank from Mr. Nintendo. Yeah, I have March. If you'd like. Okay. So this fella's favorite game was Devil May Cry. Did any of us play Devil May Cry?
Devil May Cry 5? No, but I wanted to.
Yeah.
I like Devil May Cry. Devil
May Cry.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but the title is silly.
Yeah.
I liked the remake, the one that everyone hated.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that because I hadn't played the first three, so I had no attachment to Dante as like a whitehead anime fella. And when they made him like a wisecracking brown haired fella, I was like, the combat and stuff is still fun and this game's silly.
Yeah, I've heard that about Devil May Cry 5. It's just like a fun, silly, wild, you can fight with a crow, whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds all right.
And Devil May Cry 1 was originally Resident Evil 4, so...
That's crazy.
Yeah, and Devil May Cry 1 and 2 are now available on the Nintendo Switch, according to this email I just got from Mr. Nintendo.
Oh my God, Mr. Nintendo.
He's listening!
He's listening. That's so good.
Do you know why we probably haven't heard from him for a while? Have you bought Saints Row 3?
I haven't. He's mad at us.
Yeah, I also did not buy Saints Row 3. Yeah.
I saw it
so
on sale
sorry.
The other day and didn't buy it.
I also didn't pre-order Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Assassin's Creed 3, so that's fair. That's a reason to be upset.
Yeah, none of us own a Switch Lite and does Nintendo Switch.
Yeah,
so
I get
again.
It. Absolutely. Another game that came out in March was Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. A game none of us have played.
I would say that Shadows can't die once. Shadows can fade.
Shadows just, yeah, you're right, they're not alive.
That
so
game
they can't
does
die.
Look fun, but a game that I fear would frustrate me.
Have you played any of the Soulsborne games?
Yeah, remember I played Dark Souls on the Switch?
You idiot. Even though I'm looking at you, I responded to what Joel Zammit just said.
That was confusing.
You idiot, Jackson. I'm looking and directing the question to you, but it's not for you.
Well, actually, in my defense, I wasn't looking at you either. I was looking at the coffee that I was drinking.
I
was facing your direction, but I was looking at my coffee. Anyway, Joel Zammit, have you played any of the Soulsborne games?
I have played a game called Ashen, which is kind of similar to that kind of thing, and I do like that, but I don't think it is nearly as hard as, say, any of the
So much
Soulsborne.
Jumping around
is,
and rolling.
Is Ashen a 3D game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure, because, yeah. Okay. Maybe you will like Sekiro.
Maybe.
Shakira. Hips shake twice.
Shakira.
That was the lowest hanging fruit in the entire world.
That was on the ground.
I tripped over it. I didn't even have to pluck it.
Hey, it's
oh, well, all right, I suppose. Hey,
it's okay. It's not overripe, but it's getting
it's
there.
It's filthy. Anyway.
What's your number four?
My number four? My number seven?
Whatever order you're going
with. Okay, so it's worth noting that at this point... Pokemon Sword and Shield were counted as one game and not two separate titles, they in fact would have been at number 8. Mm-hmm. But alas, they are at separate titles, so it doesn't count.
I say.
So
course.
Yeah, it would have been Pokemon, then Smash Bros. Anyway, at number 7, it's Tom Clancy's The Division 2.
All right.
Yes.
The Division was a game that had that incredible... It was like during this period of time where there were all these incredible trailers coming out. You had this with like Watch Dogs 1 as well, where it was like, this is next
Are you
this
excited
is next
for
gen.
Watch Dogs delayed number
No, it looks
three.
Atrocious.
What about the... You're an Ann.
Yeah, but...
That's the only reason they're going to sell games.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that's done this thing where they're like... You can be anyone, but no, there are like 4 default character types, and you'll have different skins. That's all it means. You can be Big Punch, presumably ranged, magic, and defense. That's what you got.
Goalie.
Those are the character types. It won't be good.
Anyway. The Division trailer. What were you saying about
it? I was just saying that you remember the Division trailer came out and it looked incredible.
No.
And the Watch Dogs trailer came out and it looked incredible.
I remember the Watch Dogs trailer, I think.
Both came out and everyone was so excited for those games. And then they came out and everyone was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Watchdog trailer. It looked really, really, really good.
Yeah, then it was not so good.
And everyone was like, oh.
He hacks into the post in the ground and they come up and they stop the car and the car flips, presumably killing everyone inside.
You know when like a game does this thing, game trailers love this, where they present you a thing as though it's like a dynamic thing that can just randomly happen in the world, but actually it's one of like three scripted events. Mm. Yes. That was the Division trailer.
Well,
and so people were disappointed. But apparently the Division 2 is pretty good.
Well, it's the seventh highest selling game of the year.
Well, there you go. I guess I don't know shit.
Yeah, I would say that you are maybe the dumbest
selling game of the year.
You are not fit to read this list.
Well, I'll read mine. All right, in April,
yep,
Reggie Fils-Aimé was replaced by Doug Bowser. So let's all remember that.
Mr. Nintendo fired Reggie, Bowser.
Hired Bowser. Look, I get it. Yeah. I get it. You got candidates and one's got Bowser in the name.
You
obviously,
take
that's
that
not
one.
You can't. Obviously, if there was a guy named Mario, you'd pick that. Yep. I get it. But Bowser's pretty lucky. So
Peach or Bowser? Who would you, if you had
Peach?
Bowser.
No. So what's his name?
To Doug, do what with?
So, no. No.
Marry Peach, kill Mario,
and destroy Bowser.
Just
absolutely
ruin him.
Ruin that little turtle.
He's a Koopa. Anyway, he's a King Koopa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you had Doug Bowser going for a job and you also had Eric Peach, who are you hiring?
Well, Doug Bowser's more unique because a Bowser isn't a thing, but a Peach is, you know?
I'd go with a Doug Bowser.
Yeah. Over an Eric Peach?
Yeah, because I would just assume, again, I would apply the fictional characters and I'm like, well, I've seen one rule.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never really seen the other one rule a lot.
Yeah, one tends to get, it's very funny to be like, Eric, are you going to get kidnapped by Bowser here?
Is your mate going to come in and rescue you from the deadline? Is that what's going to happen?
We're adults, not a turtle and a princess. So
I imagine that the job interview was Mr. Nintendo holding a copy of Saints Row 3 Complete Collection.
And he's like, what should I do with this?
Sell me this game.
I bet you're right. But apparently this guy's favorite games...
He takes it from, he's like, hey, can I play Saints Row 3? He's good.
You got the job. Mortal Kombat 11. Did any of us play that?
Hey, that for the first time lines up with my list. That's at number 5 for me.
Days Gone and Anno 1800. I don't think any of us played them. But on the Nintendo Switch, there was Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen, a game which I downloaded for the PS4 and had a bad time with, and Cuphead.
Hey, we played Cuphead. We like Cuphead.
Yeah, your Cuphead stands.
Nice. Cuphead is recently got added to Smash.
Wow.
A Mii Gunner outfit.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Which makes sense. Their movesets would practically be the same anyway.
Yeah.
Sweet. So number 6 on my list, I have Kingdom Hearts 3, the worst game I played this year.
Yeah. That game was bad and not for anyone.
I put like 10 hours into it.
But that's good, because that means you legitimately know.
Yeah.
You know?
It's baffling. It is the most baffling gaming experience I've also had this year.
Yeah.
Worst game I've played? Probably not, because I've played some games that are barely functional. Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
The cheapest game on the Nintendo Switch.
Thanks, boys, for...
We had to keep your spirit alive.
I felt like I was in the studio.
Oh, next review that I do maybe, if I get around to playing it, but I just recently purchased it, and look, don't hold me to this. I bought a Joel Zammit special as well. Oh, it's going to be
how much? Hang on, how much?
It was a sad, slow-moving 8-bit $12 game.
Wow, $12 a bit exy, but still.
Look, yeah, I'm like $12. Look, it cracks two digits, so I'm like. Ooh.
But I used my Nintendo Switch points to bring it under $10.
Okay, that's good. Frugal. That's good. I like to hear that.
Mortal Kombat 11, a game that I bought on the Nintendo Switch rather than the PS4 for some reason, knowing full well that it was going to be way better on the PS4.
Yeah.
I was like, I can play it on the move. It's basically unplayable in handheld mode.
Mm-hmm. Well, in May, we had Rocket League. No. Oh, I don't know. Something about Rocket League. We had Two Point Hospital.
Hey!
You enjoyed that.
Joel Zammit was not expecting a game to be on this list that he played.
I know.
Look, it's great to know that there are a lot of people out there who are like, we loved Theme Hospital.
Yeah.
Bring it back. And they did.
I want more of it.
Yeah.
Shakedown Hawaii, which I don't think any of us played, released May 7th.
That's not a game.
GTA meets Hotline Miami, top-down, ultra-violent, beat-em-up style game.
Can you find out what console that's on?
Yeah. It's on the Switch.
Shakedown
Hawaii.
Shakedown Hawaii.
Shakedown Hawaii, like the island chain.
like Hawaiian Shake Airlines.
Like what Shakira does.
Yeah. Down.
Like you know, when you play where we're going.
Yeah. Hawaii, the island chain, as featured in the Disney Pixar short film I Lava You.
Exactly.
Okay.
That mountain
or
sad.
Forgetting yeah. Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, if that's maybe one that floats more with you.
You're from England, mate.
That's a quote. Yeah. A Plague
the
Tale
prequel
and...
to get him to the Greek or whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Only one character in that is the same.
Can't tell. A Plague Tale Innocence is a game that also apparently came out that none of us remember.
Stroke the Furry Walls.
Yeah. Well
hey,
done.
Shakedown Hawaii is currently 50% off.
How much?
At $15.
Mm. Ooh. There was also Rage 2, which none of us played. Slay the Spire.
Joel Zammit.
Look, that's a very good game. Well, it's an addictive game.
Yeah.
It hits a lot of boxes.
did you say
worse.
Shakedown Miami? Shakedown
Miami. The
Shakedown Hawaii was an ultraviolet game.
Apparently.
Ultraviolet? Because that's just rated PG, doesn't it?
I don't know. This guy seems to think it's an ultraviolet top-down shooter that's Hotline Miami meets GTA. Ultraviolent beat-em-up style game. Direct quote, dude.
Yeah, you can have a look
direct
at that.
Quote.
Rated PG.
Well, I don't know. Take it up with Dick Van or whatever this guy's name was.
But yeah, so Slay the Spire, great game, but it is one of those things where it's just like a perfect, like, oh yeah, I'm getting enjoyment out of this. It's very easy. Oh no, I'm dead. But I reckon I could do better next time. Keep going.
Caught in the loop.
Caught in that loop.
There's also a game called Total War Three Kingdoms that none of us played. Void Bastards, which none of us played. And Outer Wilds, which none of us played. Or Adam might have.
Shakedown Miami or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Shakedown Hawaii.
Yeah.
Rated PG for mild coarse language, mild violence, and scary themes.
Not scary themes.
There you go.
Well, I'm never going to play it now.
All right, at number four on my list is Borderlands 3.
Oh, yeah, you played that.
Yeah, again, I played by myself for about 5 hours. Borderlands, not... that fun by yourself.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, all right. Okay.
Like, haven't played this. Is it on the Switch? No. Oh, well.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. We have for June, a game I don't think any of us touched. And also the Xbox announced Project Scarlet, which then became the Xbox Series X. Or just Xbox.
Or just Xbox.
One of my gaming moments of the year, absolutely.
Finding out that the new Xbox is called Xbox Series X, and then only to find out it's called Xbox. But also the Xbox Series X game is going to be playable on the Xbox One.
Well, that's exciting.
I believe.
I always love the sort of the old, like, you know, I remember the Nintendo Dolphin? Should have stuck with that.
Yeah.
GameCube's a great name.
Yeah. And now we can reuse Nintendo Dolphin.
Yeah, pop that out. Just go animals.
Yeah.
The Xbox Horse.
Nintendo Revolution was what the Wii was originally called.
Great.
Should have called the Wii U that.
Yeah. That would have been clever. Fire Emblem Three Houses for July. Zammit, you played that.
Okay, that is a game I played.
Yeah.
You played, feel like this may have been your Kingdom Hearts 3 of the year.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like a bad game. There was a lot of good gameplay wrapped up in so much bullshit that I did not care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a lot of things I did not like, being like thirsty for teacher. Waggling of a finger for me because
that was
bad.
You can't date your students. There's a time jump in the game.
Yeah, and then you date your students.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, no.
It's fine.
Okay,
you're not teaching them anymore.
I'm sorry, but
as long as you can prove you didn't fall in love when you were a teacher-student relationship, it's fine.
If you've ever had to be like, so something you're dating someone, and then someone else is asked, like, so how did you and your partner meet? And you have to be like, well, I taught them.
It's a bad beginning.
That's a bad beginning. No matter, like, yes,
we've had
we met when
before.
They were.
Oh yeah, it's a trip down memory lane. Yeah.
I feel like that we made this. Had this discussion when you were reviewing Fire
Emblem.
Oh, we did. Emblem.
Yes, 100%.
This is the greatest hits episode.
It's all come back
it's
to me.
It's a clip show.
Yeah, it's a clip show.
So let's just go to a clip.
Control was a game.
Oh, I have it, and I'm dying to
me
play
too.
It.
Me too.
But for some reason, I just haven't.
Yeah, me neither.
What's that game about? Because I keep hearing such good things.
I don't know, it's and I don't
like,
want to know.
Okay. But it's made by the people who made Alan Wake, which is one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
So... why haven't I played that and reviewed that for the show? Anyway, so it looks great, and I don't know why I've not played it. Also, Astral Chain.
I loved that game.
Absolutely. And a game called Remnant Fall from the Ashes, Darks, I don't know, and Ancestors of Humankind Odyssey. We didn't play any of them. Go on.
Astral Chain rules, still haven't finished it, is a game that I don't know. It was just like, it came out in the period of time where there was like, every game was coming out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I... because of this, have to keep playing a game a week, I decided, even though I could just review the same game twice.
There's nothing stopping you.
And be honest to our listeners and be like, yeah, I got further in the game.
Yeah, they could accept that. They could accept the forbidden knowledge that we don't finish every game we review.
But we've been so mysterious about
people
that when we read out our finished games of the year and you were like, that game I played last week and I hated and I think that's it.
What's your number three?
Number three is Madden NFL 20.
Hell yeah. I think I like Madden games.
I haven't played a Madden game in ages. The last NFL game I played, I think, was NFL Street 2.
I think I played one Madden game for the PS2 heaps, but I can't really recall.
So I like
is
I
that a review? I don't know.
Sports games are usually pretty fun.
Yeah,
FIFA?
Like, yeah, FIFA's fun.
Yeah.
We should play FIFA.
We should play. Maybe we should become FIFA boys. We'll get FIFA on the Nintendo Switch. Be the first two people to ever own it. Play FIFA on the train.
Yeah.
Play FIFA in a car while I'm driving.
In September,
park my car on the Spirit of Tasmania. That's a big boat.
Oh, yeah.
Go on the 12-hour journey, sit in my car on a boat playing FIFA.
Feet up on the dash, playing FIFA. I'll be in the back seat instead of the passenger seat for some reason, looking FIFA over your shoulder. And if anybody's like, what are you doing in there? I'll wind down the window and be like, we're playing FIFA.
On the Nintendo Switch.
And then I'll waggle my Switch up to the window.
Yeah, with no Joy-Cons attached.
Yeah, I'm playing it on a touchpad. No, he's not. That's not a thing you can do. I'm beating him. Children of Mortar came out. I don't think any of us played that. Gears 5. Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
That was very good.
I played that, had a great time.
I also played that and had a great time.
Yeah.
I haven't
the biggest Zelda stand we know.
In the land.
How
are
you going with that game?
Yeah, I haven't played it. Yeah. Got too busy playing probably Astral. Yeah, that's right. I was like, I won't touch it until I finish Astral Chain.
Didn't finish Astral Chain. There you go. The Surge 2, Code Vein. I don't know if you played Code Vein.
No, not at all. That was a lie. I don't even know if that's a real game.
I thought someone played Code Vein. Oh, well.
You?
They all sound a little bit made up.
Yeah,
not
lot of them do.
Donkey Kong Country 7, Donkey's Diddy.
I love Donkey's Diddy.
Untitled Goose Game.
Hey, we all played that.
Everybody gave that a go. I never finished it.
Yeah.
It's so easy to finish.
I don't know. I got bored.
Not as good as everyone says, right?
No, just
it's
not
for me. It's a social game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, it depends how you kind of approach it.
I also instantly feel bad for saying not as fun as it is. It is. It's fun. It's a good game.
It is a good game.
If you haven't played it, get it.
Yeah.
Like usually, like, you know, I'm not a gamer. I don't really play games. It's a fun game for that. Plus, it's real great if you have kids or you know, cousins who are quite young. Fantastic for that. And I really love about it. I didn't really notice it before, but it has like, you know, when like if you just leave a game and it does nothing and like nothing, it just keeps going on. Like, you can't die in that regard. So it is very good for that kind of social kind of thing where the game is kind of not the forefront.
Yeah.
You can have a house party where it's just on a TV.
Yeah, and that would be fine.
And people put down the controllers and it's fine. You can just leave it. Nothing will happen.
Yeah.
It's a good game. It's if you haven't played it, buy it. It's very cheap, well made, and it's a Melbourne-based game. Please play Untitled Goose Game.
It's probably one of my top five.
Catherine Full Body was also
I'm
game
dying to play that as well, but apparently it's also very offensive, so I have mixed feelings. And just quickly, after my endorsement of Untitled Goose Game that sounded mysteriously like an ad, that wasn't an ad, is an actual ad that definitely is an ad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So we also had Greedfall in September. There was a game that it was like a role-playing game that seemed like they were doing a very strange fantasy-ifying of the colonization of North America.
That sounds, oh, speaking of offensive.
It looked really strange. And it was by a games company that apparently are known for making dog shit games, but Dickhead here loved it. So,
well, maybe it's right. The best. I like that all of these indie games that no one's played are bestsellers.
Yeah, well, who knows what this list is? Can I have your number two?
Yeah, NBA 2K20.
That rules. If number one is a sports game as well, I'll be so
Wasn't
happy.
Wasn't that a game where they were just like, hey, here's a trailer for it, and they did no gameplay, but just like footage of you gambling with real money in the game?
I think so, yes. They had real gambling, which is a sin.
And as you know, thumb cramps here, the most very Catholic. Christian or Catholic.
Hey, is this weird to you? It's a quick side note of that. Yeah. My family went to my family go to church for Christmas and Easter. They're those type of religious. I wasn't there, but apparently at Christmas they did a raffle in the church during the ceremony.
Is a raffle gambling?
At midnight mass?
It was like Christmas. It was Christmas Eve mass. So not midnight mass, but like 8
what
p.m.
What did you win?
Just random gifts.
Mm. If it was isn't money, it would Jesus, be gambling.
Isn't that what Jesus flipped tables for?
You
raffles?
Could,
no. Money lenders.
If you opened you could open a Catholic casino where instead of getting money, you got gifts and you'd be all good in the eyes of the Lord.
Frankincense and myrrh. But you get gold as a gift.
Well, you wouldn't get gold. You got the three wise men. A gift could be an iPhone 4 or whatever.
Broken. Doesn't have to be. Anyway, made me think about flipping tables.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Hey.
A game none of us have played, but I think but Adam did.
I think I might have watched Adam play it. Maybe I did play it.
And Jackson.
Yeah. Did I stream that with Adam?
Could have done.
Could have.
The Jackson, Outer Worlds?
Just quickly.
This was Adam's month.
You know what? Doesn't matter. You've wrecked my segue, so just keep going.
Understood. Disco Elysium?
That's apparently meant to be incredible, and I think a game you'd love, but unfortunately it's not on a system you play.
That's a shame. What's on it on?
I think it's only on PC.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll give it a go. Trine 4? Didn't touch that. Ouija's Mansion 3G.
I liked Ouija's Mansion 3G.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Again, a game I need to finish. Maybe in this break that we had like a couple of weeks ago, I should have finished the games that I've started playing this year.
It's an idea.
But instead, you know what I did? Nothing.
Well, there you go.
So, with my thumb up my ass.
Major!
Red Dead Redemption 2?
Three thumbs for sticking your thumb up your ass.
Yeah. Sit on it. Red Dead Redemption 2 came out on the PC this year. Death Stranding.
I loved Death Stranding. Another game that I have not finished.
I'm shocked you haven't finished that game.
Because I'm not going to finish that game. So it would be nice if someone did.
I watched a video which was like, I did not want to play. I thought I would hate Death Stranding, but I played it and I loved it. So I watched it and still remained unconvinced.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the kind of game you got to invest time in. So you got to put yourself in the position of what's that thing? The investment thing. Help me, Samit. You got to put yourself in a sunk cost fallacy to enjoy Death Stranding. When you're 10 hours in, you might as well like the game. You know?
I think I like it.
If I don't like the game.
What was the genre that he invented for this game?
Because social strand.
It's a strand game.
So from my, looking at this game and people playing it, it almost seems like a delivery game.
Yes. Yep.
Where you forge your own path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's open world.
Uh-huh. Well, so what name would you give that genre?
Delivering.
That's not a genre. Yeah. Do you know what is a genre now? Social strand.
Strand games, baby.
It's an opposite.
Build a ladder for your friends, baby. Yeah.
It's an opposite of a fetch quest.
Build a bridge.
Again.
Some guy built a ski resort. That's cool.
It's opposite of a fetch quest and not a genre.
Is this
what is
surfing
a genre,
in this game? Strand games.
Strand
I'm excited for when they release a new strand game.
Well, Metal Gear Solid was the first social, was the first action espionage game.
So what? What made it new?
Well, because you deliver, build a bridge, turn everything into a ski resort.
But have you played any game that has been Death Stranding?
But I think I've played games where there's elements of that.
Well, yeah, it's not the whole game.
You've played games where there's elements of stuff.
Norman Reedus, Baby in a Jar.
Yeah.
Monster
Energy drink.
Using your blood as bullets.
Yeah, blood as gun.
BBs.
BBs.
The beach.
Go
or whatever.
To a magic beach. Ride a truck. I don't know. Yeah. Death Stranding. It's a Strand game.
It's a Strand game. You keep trying to put a label on it, but the label's already there.
You can't be
there.
Done.
Strand game.
Strand game. Just, boom.
I'm just trying to work
out. You can
be
as angry at this as
I'm not angry. I'm just trying to work out what's the new genre.
Yeah.
Strand,
it's there.
Yeah, but he's
named it. He named it before the game even came out.
It's a new type of game. It's a Strand game.
Hideo Kojima's done it again.
He's
created a brand new genre, the Strand game. Have you played? So you've seen me play.
I've seen you play.
That's it. There it is. That's it.
So if I was a start a game company and
I want to make
a Strand game.
You're making the second of a Strand game.
I want to make it a little bit different so you know no one's going to sue. Just kind of like, it's like, I want to make a first person shooter. Yeah.
You want to make a Strand game.
So what do I have to do?
You got to make a delivery system.
Yep.
You got to
make
it so you can build a bridge.
Yep. No. When you boil it down to it, it's the fact that connection needs to be a key element of the gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether that be delivering packages or building bridges, you can have both.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That's connection. Is it a game that's a bit online, but not really?
Social connection?
Yeah, Strand game.
Is Facebook a Strand game?
No, that's a social network.
Yes.
There's a name for that already.
Stop trying to rename things that have names.
So this just has a connect.
Yeah.
That's my connection. Favorite game of all time for this conversation.
Is Lego?
No. Lego's a block.
It's a construction game.
But you can construct.
No.
That's a construction toy. It's not even a game.
Okay, all right.
If Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could go left and right. You could go up.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm already getting things that exist.
Yeah.
So if I want to, I'm making my Strand game.
Yes. Yep.
So I want to make.
Is there nodes in it? There better be nodes. You got to activate some
nodes.
I'm a person. I'm going to deliver a thing. And I have these little blocks that I can make stuff. That's what I make. I want to make a derivative Strand game.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
And so I get some blocks.
Critics pan it. We've played Death Stranding. That's what they say.
And I make a ladder.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I put that down so I can cross a chasm.
Yeah.
And I cross that chasm.
You've picked the weird parts to make a Strand game because this so far is just Death Stranding, but without the Strand.
Yeah.
You've just made a ladder with bricks.
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the Strand come in?
No, connections. You got to connect places.
Connect people. Okay.
So there's a chasm.
Yep.
And there's like me on one side.
Yep.
Someone else on the other
side. Society on the other side.
Yep. Society, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I put a bridge down.
Yes, made of Lego,
Lego or whatever.
It's like a voxel-based Minecraft style Strand game.
I walk around and then that's uploaded to a server.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else is playing it. It's like, oh,
there's a bridge
already there.
Mm-hmm. You made a Strand game.
You made a Strand game. Yeah.
You did it. Strand game, successful. Jozam, derivative. IGN gives it 1.5 stars.
I think I'm getting it, but did
really makes you feel like a Strand game.
Did I make
a love letter to Strand games?
Oh man, I can't wait for the first love letter to Strand games.
It's gonna be good. What's your number one?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
What a game.
You can see why you wrecked my segue before by yelling over me trying to say that when you said it.
I see. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's the best-selling game of 2019 as of November 30, 2019. I'll see if I can get best-selling games of all time of December.
Well, what is
2019.
Well, the final game mentioned here,
Kane saying,
is Darksiders Genesis, which
is that out?
Apparently
on what?
Which old Clark Gable here played on the Google Stadia. So
what's it out on?
There you go.
I like the Darksiders. I like Joe Mad. I like his art direction.
Sure.
I really like battle chases. So I was like, well. Is that out yet?
Apparently.
On the Switch?
I don't think it's on the Switch. I don't know.
When's it come? Well, you got the internet in front of you.
He played it on the PS4, the PC, and Stadia.
What the hell's Stadia?
Oh, yeah, Google Stadia. The worst game console launch in history.
Yeah, the Google Stadia, dude. Yeah. What a game.
I found the best-selling games of December 2019 from a website called Gaming.
All right. What is it?
Gaming Mag.
Mm-hmm.
So LGBTQ friendly website.
That's great.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Best selling games from 10 to 1 of December. 10, Minecraft.
Yeah.
9, Pokemon Shield.
Mm-hmm.
8, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Okay.
7, Mario Kart 8.
Oh, yeah.
6, Pokemon Sword. People like pointy things, not blocky things.
That's fair.
Yeah, look, if you give me an option of a sword or a shield, I'm going to choose a sword.
5,
yeah.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Okay.
4, NBA 2K20.
Yes.
3, Madden NFL 20.
Yes.
2, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Uh-huh.
One, Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
It's almost like not much change in a couple months.
I guess what that proves, really, is that if there's any game you should have played in 2019, it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Because the game that sells the most copies is, and this has always been Thumbcramp's professional opinion, the best.
Yes. best game of 2019,
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Best film of 2019, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
TV show of 2019, probably Game of Thrones.
That would have been the most. Game of Thrones, the
10th best game of 2019 was Anthem.
Yes.
And that rules.
That's great. That was the 10th best game of the year, 2019.
And pick it up from your local EB Games or JB Hi-Fi for $4.
It's a bargain. For a game that is the 10th best game of 2019, that's a bargain. That's I would call that a steal.
That's a Joel everyone's game at a Joel Zammit price.
Absolutely.
So, that's hours of entertainment for $4 dues. That's pretty good.
Plus however many bucks it costs you to go to the shop.
Yeah. Four, in petrol, or whatever, or bus ticket.
Yeah.
that's worth it.
So that's been 2019. Yeah. Overall, how many thumbs for 2019?
10 thumbs?
Yeah. 10 bloody thumbs.
Yeah, actually, 2019 thumbs.
That was going to be my amount of thumbs, so I'm going to stick with that. 2019 thumbs. How many thumbs are you giving it?
Oh, 2019, I guess.
All right.
That brings today's episode to 6,057 thumbs.
Wow.
That's a lot of thumbs.
That's so beautiful.
I can't even think that many thumbs.
And remember, Call of Duty Modern Warfare was the best game of 2019, as decided by the people.
Head to your local video game store and ask for Anthem and say Thumb Cramp sent you.
Yeah. Say it in a way that it seems like it implies you think you'll get some money off. And Thumb Cramp sent me? I don't...
Is that good? Also, it wasn't on any lists, including your best games list, but for the love of God, play Turok 2 Seeds of Evil.
Of course, absolutely.
That's every message.
It's assumed that's why it's not on any of the lists.
How many thumbs to Turok 2 Seeds of Evil?
2020. Because it's also probably going to be my game of 2020.
I'm also going to give it 2020 thumbs. Yeah, have you played it yet, Joel Zammit?
I played it when it came out.
Yeah,
in 1998. Time. So you're giving it 1998 thumbs?
That's pretty good.
But still less thumbs than 2019 got.
Yeah, that's true. But I get it.
Room for improvement.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel
And
Zammit.
I have been Joel Dusha.
Thumb Cramps. He's at it again.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio, where you'll see us and other members of the SansPants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.